Would you support an alcohol ban in the councillor's lounge? Would you support an alcohol ban during citizenship ceremonies, city functions, and city events which are organised by a local council? Because that's exactly a motion which Councillor Matt Whitfield will put forward to the City of Rockingham at the December council meeting. He can tell you more. He's live on the radio this afternoon. Matthew, g'day.
Hey, good afternoon, Ollie. Happy International Men's Day.
Happy International Men's Day, Matthew. We might be in trouble for acknowledging that one, I think.
Well, I'm sure I'm going to be in trouble for talking about the next thing we're going to be talking about, Ollie.
Well, you're not going to be too popular in the City of Rockingham, Matthew, if you want to get rid of alcohol.
Well, to be honest, this is only one small plank of trying to modernise. We've got a brand new council after the council elections. It's a fresh, exciting team. And this is only one small part. Like I say, I can understand your producer seeing this, but there's live streaming, there's cost saving. So I understand this is a topical one. But there's basically two things to this, Ollie. And it's only the first one is as elected members, should we be drinking alcohol on ratepayers' money? That's the first thing. The second thing is to have a conversation, just purely a conversation, review the policies and to make sure any events or functions that we're comfortable, that the current council is comfortable and supportive of continuing to provide alcohol. It's purely, the second bit is purely a conversation. So with the councillor's lounge, I've been firm in my beliefs for the last sort of 6 years that we don't need it anymore. It's not necessary anymore. If anybody wants to get any drinks, buy them yourself. Mm. We've got a good council. We well under control, fantastic team. But it's just something I would like us to do. We need to be mindful. There's a lot of ratepayers struggling. They don't want to see us spending money on alcohol. So that's the first one. The second one, there was a caller earlier who was saying, oh, I want to have an emu or a bit at a citizenship ceremony. This is purely just to review the policies. Is this the right thing to do? Many, many years ago, they were giving cigarettes out everywhere. Mm. Is it something in 20 years' time they would have turned around and said, well, hold on a minute, you actually had a duty of care there. So from my perspective, looking through the stats, I mean, there was 1,300 people in Australia killed on, in road-related deaths last year, unfortunately, and about 250 of those were from drink driving. I would hate, absolutely hate, for something like that to happen, and they just left a function that the City of Rockingham had put on. And like I say, yes, I'm a City of Rockingham councillor. Yep. We are only small fry. When you look at Parliament House in WA, you look at Parliament House in Canberra, the amount of money they're spending on alcohol, it's just to have a conversation. Now, if I was at any other city, I'd be doing exactly the same. So it's not a reflection on the City of Rockingham, but it's the only place I have any sort of say over the policies over.
Any idea, Matthew, how much the City of Rockingham spends on alcohol every year?
I'd prefer not to say, Ollie. Prefer not to say. The figures will vary depending upon who you ask. So I only put the motion up 2 days ago. I've not had that information come back to me yet. It's not hugely excessive, but for me, if it's it's more than $1,000, but it's $1,000 of ratepayers money, or if it's $50,000, if it's a farewell party of X number of $1,000, or liquor purchases for $1,000 here, there, and everywhere, it doesn't matter. It's still every single dollar is coming from ratepayers' money. So,
what is the councillor's lounge, Matthew? What's your use of it as a councillor?
From a perspective, it's a place to where we meet. It's the only area we have. Mm-hmm. It's the only area we have. So we've got a computer there for access. We've got a photocopier, and it's for our filing, and it's for us to have a quick catch up before meetings. And for us to basically just bounce ideas and see where things are at. It's the only place we have. There's many meetings we attend, so afterwards, we'll go back there, debrief, maybe be sandwiches, and yes, there's soft drinks, and yes, there is a beer fridge. From a community perspective, we've got lots of hardworking volunteers who, will invite in afterwards, and smaller functions and smaller meetings in there. So don't get me wrong, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when councillors weren't receiving an allowance, I know different things were happening. But now, things are different. We are paid. So it's really gone away from being a drinking lounge to a meeting room, which just happens to have a beer fridge there.
All right. Do you think you get much support from the fellow councillors, Matthew?
I honestly have no idea. This was just a few days ago. Like I say, I've been concentrating on live streaming, some savings measures, and this is just one of many which are going up in December. So it's not something I've even spoken to them about. I'm sure the ones who are listening now are probably saying derogatory things about me, Ollie, I would imagine.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens when that motion's put forward next month. Matthew Whitfield, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for your time, Ollie.
He is a councillor at the City of Rockingham.